CFM.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
It's your share of $10,000 with Big Cash Limbo, and we play before 8:30 this morning, playing for $1,000 today if you've registered.
Yeah, it's a big one, and you need to register if you haven't already, cfm.com.au. Hey, we're just talking to, what was that lady's name who called through for the most bogan thing she's seen at a wedding?
Tracy.
And she said she saw a wedding in the 90s where every single groomsman and the groom had a mullet.
Respect.
I know. Love so it. Much respect. The mullet is underrated, I think.
100% it is.
And I said I saw a guy, he was a mullet hero on Sunday at the Terrigal pub watching the UFC fight. I actually took a video, a sneaky Snapchat video, and I've just posted it to the Facebook page. Let's find him.
I'd love to.
The best mullet on the coast, yeah. Which I think he'd nearly have it. If you think you can beat him, if you're listening right now and you've got a great mullet, I'd love you to jump onto the Facebook page and comment, or comment your friends.
Yeah, mullet. We'll do a mullet gallery.
Mullet gallery. I'd love to do a mullet calendar.
Yeah.
Best mullets on the coast. And it can be females. I've seen a couple of females mullets. Kicking around with mullets.
Why stop there? Let's have a mullet party.
Yes, I'd love to have a mullet party. I mean, it's a bit niche.
I love it.
You can wear a wig.
Yeah, you can do a wig mullet to come along.
Yeah, I think the mullet's been lost.
I never had a mullet, but for whatever reason, and my dad regrets it.
He had one.
He had a mullet. And I, for some reason, had a mini mullet.
So you were like mini me. Mini me.
Rat's tail.
Yeah, see, I'd rather the mullet.
Rat's tail, yeah.
Party in the
front. How that happened.
No, is it party in the back, business in the front?
Yeah, business up front, party at the back.
I had a mullet when I was in grade 10. There was like a trend going around, yes. Girls, where you cut like the back of your hair. I'm still growing that thing out 10 years later.
All right, hit us up at the CFM Facebook page. We'd love to see it. We'd love to track this guy down.
Yes. Can we find the mullet hero?
We'll do that this week. One of the true legends of the Central Coast.
Seriously, and his outfit. Matt.
Just all went together.
Great.
Next on the show, 13, 12, 16, if you want to call through right now for the 1 second song challenge, pick your team.
Yes, pick your team. What's up for grabs?
Well, chance to see Ed Sheeran.
I know, if you get on air, and today's the secret Ed Sheeran day, you and a friend, trip to Melbourne, flights, accommodation to see Ed Sheeran.
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I was sitting on the couch with my dad last night and we decided we'd order a pizza, and I was bringing my dad into the 21st century, showing him this app, the menu log app. And I ordered a pizza and had to put in all my details and this and that, put in my email address. And then I opened up my email and my dad made a comment and said, "You've got 52 unread emails." I said, "Yeah, so?" He goes, "Oh." He goes, "I've never seen that before." And I was like, "You don't want to look at my email that I started when I was 10. Because look out. It's literally the email address I always put down on anything where I don't care if they send me newsletters or whatever they send out.
It's all for junk mail.
It's all for junk mail, exactly. And I thought I'd look into it to see how many unread emails are in the email address that I started when I was 10, which I don't really use. I don't really go into it and use, but it's connected to all my accounts, everything. And I want to know on 13, 12, 16 this morning if anyone can top me, which I don't know if I should tell you how many are in there. Producer H, do you think no?
Why? Because you
Why
don't think...
Producer H?
I think hold on to it and wait and see how many we can get from other people.
Well, I've deleted a bunch and I've got 7,989.
Okay. I want proof. I want proof. People, if they call up, they have to have proof. You have a screenshot, you can send it to the Facebook page. I'm going to post a picture that proves how many emails I've got in my email. I want to see if anyone can beat me this morning.
Okay. Easiest way to look at it would be just look at your phone and look at the mail app on your phone.
Yeah, or if you don't have that, if it's not connected to your mail app on your phone, if you go into your, say it's Hotmail or whatever, Gmail, it actually tells you, like in the number next to the inbox, how many are unread.
Okay.
So screenshots, call through right now, 13, 12, 16. How many emails are unread in your inbox?
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
CFM.
13, 12, 16. How many unread emails are in your inbox? Because I had a conversation with my dad last night and he said, "Your email inbox gives me anxiety." I said, "It gives me anxiety. That's why I opened up a new one on Gmail and I just literally set light to my Hotmail and said, that's done.
Set and forget.
Seriously, there's too many. Too many to go back to now.
How organised is your dad? Is he a super organised sort of guy?
He's a pretty organised kind of fella, but I think he's not really up to date with the technology, so he doesn't really use email.
All right. Well, let's find out who's got the most.
So my email address that I don't use anymore, I looked into it, 11,596 unread emails.
Well done.
Currently in that inbox.
All those deals you're missing out on.
Seriously, that's all it is.
Yeah.
It's all like, you missed this deal at Sunglass Hut and
discounts.
Some other PayPal receipt, I don't know.
Brooke in Woongarra, hit us with the number. How many you got?
I've got 9,321.
Oh, not a bad effort, Brooke.
Well done.
Not a bad effort.
Yep. How's your anxiety levels when you look at it?
It's fine. I check it every day to see if there's anything new that I'd want to open, but I have my work email, so it's just all junk.
And when you go to like places, do you put that email address down on like forms and stuff? Okay.
Yeah, that's the only email address I'll put down. I won't put my work one down.
These poor businesses who are trying to get ahead.
Oh,
and we just
poor
give them the
businesses.
You know.
What about poor us getting all the junk mail?
Getting bombarded with junk emails.
Let's go to Jason in Terrigal. Morning, Jace.
Hey.
How many unread emails in your inbox?
Oh, there's over 11,500. I get maybe more than 10 a day at least, and I check maybe 3 or 4 a week.
You need to stop signing up to all those websites, Jason.
There's probably about 10,000 unread, at least.
10,000 unread.
That makes me feel sick.
And, Jace, would you like to give it out on the air so you could potentially get some more?
No, it's quite annoying, actually.
Okay, yeah, keep that to yourself.
Yeah, steer clear of that.
Let's go to Mitchell in Norahville. Morning, Mitch.
Morning, Mitch.
How you going?
Very well. How many unread emails in your inbox?
Are you ready?
I'm ready for it. Hit me with it.
20,331.
What are you doing, Mitchell?
Well done. nothing.
I've used email for a while.
Obviously not sorting out or archiving your emails.
No. I've just posted it on your Facebook page as well. As
oh, perfect. Yeah, I've just put a post up on the Facebook page. If you want to have put down your amount on your unread emails, I'd love to see it.
Surely we couldn't top 20,000.
20,000's a lot.
Angus, hit us with your number, mate.
Hey, guys. I had one that got 33,000. I've done the same thing as you, Bree. I've created a new email.
Set a light to the old email, Angus, and forget about it.
33K?
The new email has 3 unread emails.
Right.
Don't you feel good? Don't you feel clean?
Makes it easier.
I bet it does.
What if you miss out on something great on the old one, though? Maybe there's just something
Don't
lying in that.
Don't say that, because that makes me feel sick.
Maybe there's one lying in that 33,000, some mega, mega deal that you're just missing out on from some Nigerian prince.
Yeah, enlarge your male appendage now.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I'll just put this call out there, whether we get callers or not, doesn't matter. But most bogan thing you've seen at a wedding. I'd love to hear that. I'm loving this picture of this couple. They're on their wedding day. And forget catering on your wedding day. Who needs catering? Who needs the fancy $110 a head thing that we're looking at for our wedding when you've got a Bunnings sausage sizzle, mate?
You should do it.
I wouldn't get away with it.
Why not?
Nah, wouldn't her fiancé Jamie and...
What, she wouldn't like a Bunnings sausage
would
sizzle?
Would you at your wedding?
Yeah.
No, you wouldn't.
It saves me money. To be honest, I'm not a big wedding person. I'm not going to spend 20 grand on my wedding.
Oh, okay.
I'm probably going to have just a small Vegas wedding.
Oh, a shotgun.
And then spend it on like a honeymoon, like round the world trip or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you're more IKEA hot dogs for a dollar each then.
Oh, no, nah, Bunnings are better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, IKEA's pretty good too, actually. Dollar hot dogs, I'd be down.
Battle of the hot dogs.
Yeah.
Which one do you like more, 13, 12, 16? Look, anyway, I just wanted to put it out there because, look, I'm all about it. I think this stuff's great. I mean, we've got comments coming through on the Facebook page. Jamie says, not bogan, but extremely cheap
answers. If they don't have any other food, that's a bit rough.
Yeah.
Like, at least put on some 30-cent ice cream cones from McDonald's.
Suck it up and have a sizzle, mate. Kelly said bogan, but funny nonetheless. Narissa says awesome all the way. You're my kind of girl, Narissa. I like that. Awesome all the way. Let's go to number two. Okay, let's go to
Tracy in Empire Bay. Morning, Trace.
Morning, Trace.
Morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Trace. What have you seen that's real bogan at a wedding?
Can you top a sizzle?
Oh, my God.
For bogan levels.
I went to a wedding out in the western suburbs. It was sort of late, early 90s, and all the groomsmen had mullets. And it was, oh, it was so bad.
That's every wedding in the 90s, isn't it, Trace?
No, definitely not. I got married in the 90s and we didn't, my guys didn't have mullets, so no.
Trace,
no.
Can I ask, was it a requirement from the groom? Did he make everyone have mullets for the wedding?
No, they were just all mates and they, yeah, there was, I think there was two guys in their group, like not in the groomsmen, but like guys that they hung around with that didn't have them, but the rest of them did. They just thought it was cool and, yeah, it
can
was
I say,
definitely on its way out.
I saw the best mullet I've seen in about 10 years at the Terrigal pub on Sunday. He was there watching the UFC fight and I've looked over and went, the real winner here today is that,
that guy.
He's literally cut his hair. Like, I think he's, like, it was too good to be an accident.
The mullet is a dying art form, isn't it?
It was great. I looked at him and went, that's like hipster now. It's not even Bogan, it's hipster.
That's cool now.
It's cool.
It's cool to
yeah.
have a mullet.
Wouldn't go that far.
Nah, actually, no. I'd love to see, can we track that guy down?
He was eating a Bunnings sausage sizzle.
At the same time.
At the same time.
It's the ultimate.
Yeah.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Over the weekend, there was a massive sporting event, no doubt. Mayweather, McGregor, they went head to head.
But that wasn't the biggest thing in sport that went down over the weekend.
No way.
It was the World Championships of Scrabble.
Yep, and it was won by an Aussie guy. He's 27 years of age, and we love when an Aussie takes it to the world stage. His name is David Elder, and he joins us on the show right now, the World Champion of Scrabble.
Morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Mate, we are just honoured to be talking to an Aussie legend, the World Champion of Scrabble.
Has it been non-stop parties, David, since the win?
It's just been loose, right?
Yep. It's been absolutely wild. I had a cocktail
Ooh.
With my girlfriend when I got back. It's the first drink I've had in months.
Because you've been in immense training,
London,
right,
things,
Dave?
Things are going off. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. I went off alcohol and I've only been eating rice and green vegetables.
You need to be
for
fit.
The 3 months upcoming to the tournament.
I love it. You really let your hair down with that cocktail with your girlfriend. Can I ask?
I know. It was crazy. There was a dust shot in there too, I think.
Ooh, talk us through it, David. How long have you been playing Scrabble for? And has it been a long road to the top of the Scrabble world?
I've been playing for 13 to 14 years. And, it actually has been a long road. So, over the years, I think I've slowly climbed with like a few swings up and down. And in the last year or two, I have been steadily ranked number two. And I was finally able to clinch a world title, which is awesome for me.
David, why Scrabble? What about Monopoly or Cluedo or any other games? Why'd you pick Scrabble?
I personally think Scrabble is the perfect balance between luck and strategy. And even if you're the worst player in the game, you can play and feel like you controlled it in such a way that you outplayed your opponent.
Spoken like a true Scrabble champion. Mate, when a word comes up on the board that you're not sure about that your opponent puts down, are you someone that argues that word? Because I've played Scrabble with people. They will fight to the death
right.
as to whether or not a word
yeah,
exists.
So obviously that debate has been thought about. So there is an officially sanctioned set list of words which you have to abide by. And that settles all debates.
Okay. Dave, I've got a pretty serious question. Ever used boobs in a game of Scrabble?
Yeah, I use it every game.
You
every
do?
Game, every
what
single
about
game.
Boobies.
Yep.
How many points does that bring in?
69 points.
Oh, it doesn't, Dave. That was a Scrabble joke, and you nailed it.
We really went all the way there,
David, that was it.
David, bloody cheeky, isn't he?
Oh,
Dave, you won over $11,000. What are you doing with the cash?
I got to be honest. I don't have any good answer for that.
Okay.
I haven't really thought about it. I just got home the other day.
David,
nothing
girlfriend.
Trite or ironic.
I need to know, is that how you picked up your
like
current
that.
Girlfriend? You told her about you?
That's right. That's exactly how I did it.
I knew it.
Dave.
Yep, that's exactly how.
What a pickup line. You go out to a bar, you tell someone, I'm the world champion at Scrabble. Oh, that gets
me,
Dave.
Have you ever done that?
I can't do it. And that's why it's so sexy.
He might want to ditch.
Oh man. Well, I'm giving you permission to use my title.
I'm just going to go lie to people.
Dave, I like your style, mate. I've got to say. And now that you're the world champion, maybe you might ditch the girlfriend and just tear it up on the scene. Who knows? But mate, we respect a true legend of the game, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Breen Gaundy Show. It's always great to have a world champion on in any sport, my friend. So thank you.
Yeah, all right. Thanks very much.
Look to the Olympics, David. Look to the Olympics.
One step at a time. Had to think about it.
All right. Bye.
I love him because he's got a serious side, but he's got a funny side.
That guy would be so intelligent.
I know.
You have no idea, like us put together.
He's on the phone going, who are these two idiots I agreed to chat to? What am I doing here?
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Hey, there's a post on the Woolworths Facebook page that's blowing up at the moment. I don't know if you've seen this, but a lady has written into Woolworths claiming that she bought a snack called Scooby Snacks.
Dog food, right?
Dog food, which she claims was next to the Tiny Teddies, and she put the Scooby Snacks into her kids' lunchbox. They've taken it to school, and essentially they've just got stuck into the dog food.
So she's saying that they were next to the Tiny Teddies.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
Have a look at the packaging and look at the biscuits. They don't look like dog food. It actually looks like it could be a tasty
They do look like Tiny Teddies.
Don't they?
Yeah.
I think what maybe has happened is some young kid who's stacking the shelves has maybe got it wrong.
Maybe. But does she have proof?
No, it's just her claim.
Yeah. You know when you're annoyed and then you exaggerate some stuff?
Possibly.
Like, I get that the packaging is misleading.
Well, it does say for pets only.
But they do look like Tiny Teddies. But I don't know if they would have been next to the Tiny Teddies.
You know you can eat this and still be all right.
I used to eat dog food when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to have to feed our dogs the dry dog food, and I used to be like, oh, I wonder what it tastes like.
And look at you turned out
I never ate the wet dog food.
No, that's next level. I tell you who did. My stepsister's boyfriend one time, he made claim that he used to eat wet dog food, and he said it's fine, you know, you can live on that stuff.
Mm-mm.
We made him sit down in front of the family. He sat down, poured out a can of wet dog food, good old chum, and sat there in front of us and got stuck into it.
Yeah, not okay.
The look on his face was like, I regret everything I said.
I bet he'd never actually had it.
No, I don't think he was just talking it up. And he was trying to prove a point.
Exactly,
and then
we
said, all right, prove it.
There was a radio station once, I think within this network, that people were going for a job there and they were willing to do whatever it took to get the job. And I remember listening to it, and this vegetarian came in and they said, all right, if you're willing to do anything, eat this dog food. And she was a vegetarian.
Did she eat it?
She ate it.
Did she get the job?
No.
Oh. Not worth it. How good's radio, eh?
I know.
Radio just went, how
so
good.
She went home empty-handed.
We made that vegetarian eat dog food and she's still not working here.
Not the best radio I've heard.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
I was watching TV with my dad last night. It was like one of the late-night TV shows. I think it was called like Most Outrageous and Crazy Videos, and they put together all like crazy bits of footage from wherever, like all over the world. And there was one piece of footage that came across the show and I can never unsee it. And I literally looked at my dad after we watched it and I just said, never seen that before.
He's a pretty rough and tumble sort of guy. He can handle stuff.
Oh, this was next level. So the piece of footage I've grabbed off the TV show, take a listen to what happens to the most unlucky guy ever.
Taking care of elephants can be dangerous. At a zoo in Mexico, a daydreaming worker sweeps out the elephant pen. But he ignores the first rule of elephant care. Watch your back. Or at least, watch the elephant's back. Now he's packed into a pachyderm. Eventually, the elephant squeezes him out. Thanks to this butthead's stupid behavior, it's a day he'll never forget.
So if you can't get what happens from that audio, he's cleaning the elephant pen, the elephant backs up, and his head goes into the elephant's bum.
What?
And I was like, that can't be real. And my dad was like, I think it is real. And afterwards, the guy's like throwing up.
Oh, I bet. Can we do the phone topic, ever been sucked into an elephant's bum?
I've had my hand in a cow's bum all the way in, like up to my shoulder.
I think I did that at school camp as well.
No, that was just at home.
No, something to do.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Time is waiting. You only get 1 second of the song. No hesitating. You only get 1 second. 1 second.
Rach is in control at the moment.
Thank
this
you.
Game.
All right, controller Rach.
Oh,
who's... Oh, you like that,
Yeah, it's interesting.
You like the power.
Bree, you have Kylie in Gorrican on your team and Sam in Chittaway is on Gaundy's team.
Morning, girls.
Morning.
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 Good morning to both of you.
Welcome to the show, guys. Sam, I'm going to try and get this over the line for you today. I think I'm going for 4 straight wins or maybe 5.
Kylie, apologies ahead of time.
You're great at it, Bree. You'll be great.
Oh, thanks, Kylie.
Playing for tickets to the movies, Ryan Reynolds' brand new flick, Hitman's Bodyguard, Event Cinema's Tugra this Thursday. And you can give Dad the gift of movies Father's Day with Event Cinema gift cards.
I think I'm leaving.
I think you are this week, yeah.
I think I am.
And you're going to have to go into the very, very soundproof booth out there too because we are playing in the office. So we'll give her a couple of seconds to get in there. You have 20 seconds on the clock. It is the 1 second song challenge. You can name any artists, if there's a few of them, or the title of the song, I will accept. Also,
all right.
Also
what?
If there are 2 separate names for the song, I will accept either or.
There might be a little clue in that.
Maybe, but she'll get exactly the same clue when she comes back in. Okay.
All right, yep.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Too bad. I'm going anyway.
I'm
3,
ready.
2.
Gwen Stefani.
Nope.
London. Fergie.
Yep.
Fifth Harmony.
Yep.
5.
Yep.
Flo Rida.
Yep.
Stacey's Mum.
Yep.
Ugly Heart.
Yep.
In a hysterical realm. And then the minor landslide.
If you get it, I'll give it to you. 5.
Physical terms.
4. 3, 2, 1. Nope.
Oh, I feel like I'm going to know that one.
6 out of 7.
Pretty happy with that.
You did really well.
And I started slow.
You did.
Because I was sort of between Gwen and Fergie, which is a pretty good place to be. I'll go get it.
Gwen and Fergie sandwich. All right, Gaundy's on 6 this morning. Only missing out on the second last one. Is she coming in?
Can I just say, very girly songs you've picked today. Are you trying to get Bree back in this game?
You just got 6 out of 7 on the girly songs. Don't complain about girly songs when you're winning them.
Yeah, what does that say?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. All right, he's gone out to get Bree out of the voice, the soundproof booth. She's coming back in.
All right.
Okay, I will tell her exactly the same thing that I just told you. There are 20 seconds on the clock. You can name 1 second of each song. You can name any artist on there. I will take if it's a collaboration. Or the song title of the song. Also, if the song title has 2 separate names as well, I will take both.
That's weird.
Either or.
There obviously is one.
Well, it's exactly the same as what I just told him. Okay. So, are you ready?
Yeah.
In 3, 2, sorry, what?
Gwen Stefani.
Nope.
Pass. Fifth Harmony.
Yep.
Oh.
There you go.
Pass. Flo Rida.
Yep.
Stacey's Mum.
Yep.
Fifth Harmony.
Nope.
Pass.
If you get this last one, I will give it to you.
Is it Garbage?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I missed that one.
That is the one that you missed. I feel really bad for you because the third one didn't play.
I feel like I got a bit of a handicap on there.
Do you want me to give you one more song?
It's probably not going to matter, to be honest.
Unfortunately, it's not going to matter.
It did throw me off, though, I will say.
Sorry. Yeah, it just wouldn't play.
That's weird.
Gaundy got 6. You ended up with 4, so even if I did give you an extra song, he still would have won.
Yeah.
Which does mean that Samantha in Chittaway Bay has scored yourself the tickets this morning.
Nice work, Sam.
Woo!
Good on you, Sam.
Enjoy the movies. I saw the preview for this yesterday. It looks really good.
awesome. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds is sexy in it.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy that. Sure. It's the 1 second song challenge here at Sea.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.
Sometimes you read a story and you think, how is that even possible? And it just amazes you to think that these things actually happen. And I read a story yesterday about a woman who lived in Victoria, and she was married to this guy for, like, I think it was about 8 years. And they had two kids together, two sons. And on a day back in September in 2006, they had a small argument. Not a big one, a small argument. He left the home with a bag, a small bag, and his car, and he never came back.
Is this when you say, I remember being a kid, and you went, I'm running away, and then you went and grabbed the bag and left the house, and I'd always hide in the car, and then I'd come back in after an hour?
Yeah.
This kid actually went through with it.
No, it was the dad.
Oh, the dad.
The dad left.
Oh, man.
And she spotted him last month in Queensland. What are the odds of that? 11 years.
11.
And she spotted him at a car park on the Sunshine Coast at a shopping center. And she looked over and she saw this guy who was a little bit more gray, because obviously it's 11 years later, and a little bit fatter, she said. But she said she locked eyes with the man who was standing with a woman at the back of this car, and she instantly knew it was him, her ex-husband. And her two sons were with her, and they've only got one picture of their dad because, unfortunately, they lost a heap of pictures in floods 6 years ago. Anyway, they went home and they pulled out this photo that was used for the missing persons report, and it was definitely him. They knew it was him. He took off his sunglasses and they looked at each other across the car park. And then she left.
Oh, didn't confront the guy?
No, never confronted the guy, but she says now she wished she had of. But at the time, she was so confronted by seeing him.
Right.
And she wasn't obviously expecting to see her husband that went missing 11 years ago, that she didn't really know what to do. But she says now that she wouldn't mind him getting in touch with her for her boy's sake, and so that they have their dad in their life. But isn't that incredible that 11 years later, you spot someone in the car park?
What if another 11 years passes? You really miss that opportunity. Well, I mean, it's taken that long to spot each other. I mean, you know the area he's in now, but it could take it that amount of time again.
Mm.
You can't miss that opportunity.
Pretty crazy. And I guess that's why she's come out now and she spoke about it. And it's got quite a lot of media attention. And
has he gone on to have another life or anything like that?
Well, she doesn't know.
Oh.
She has no idea. She hasn't spoke to the guy in 11 years. Like she said, he took a small bag and a car that was found abandoned the next day. So he literally dropped everything and just left.
Oh, man.
Because you wouldn't even know what happened to the guy. You'd think that something bad happened. And obviously that's why she put out a missing persons report. And you'd think the guy was dead, wouldn't you?
Well, we talked about ghosting on the show yesterday. That's a whole new level.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I mean, that's crazy to think. I really hope the guy sees the story and he has, like, a thought to message her or get in touch with her to meet his sons that are now 15.
Oh, that'd be hard to walk back 12? Into their life.
Wouldn't it be crazy?
I know.
Like, I wonder what the explanation would be. Like, was it all too much and he just had to leave? Or, like, that's a pretty crazy thing to do.
He might see it and think, oh, I'm having a pretty good time without too much responsibility.
I hope
some people can't handle
touch.
The responsibility. That's the problem. So
she just said she was so shocked by it because it was like a small fight and there was no, like, kind of indication that things were really bad. So interesting. I mean, I couldn't even comprehend. Like, that kind of thing couldn't happen now. Well, it'd be a lot harder because Facebook's such a prominent thing in society that it's not that hard to look someone up.
I might just disappear from this show, never to be seen for 11 years. I might just leave tomorrow. You'll see me in some car park, a little bit greyer.
Guys, party after work today!
Party for all.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.